Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are live today. It's so great to have you with us. Today our show is very exciting. We're going to be talking to a CEO, a serial entrepreneur, a woman who is launching a wearable fitness product that is making a fashion statement. And so please help me welcome to my program today, Janice Haley.
Hi, Lori.
Janice. Hey, how are you? It's great to have you with us here on Successipes. Tell our audience a little bit about your background as a serial entrepreneur so they can understand a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, for the last, say, 15 years, I've had a passion for helping people, really busy people, try and find a way to fit fitness into their life. I mean, we all want to be more fit. We all try to be more fit, but we just don't seem to have the time. So my most recent company, prior to launching the one that we'll probably talk about today, was called Celsius, and it was a beverage that created a whole brand new category of functional beverages, and it was a beverage that was healthier for you, and it actually burned calories. We took the company public on NASDAQ after about 7 years, so it was a very rapid rise, an exciting ride with the company, and it was also really embraced by a consumer who was looking to live a more fit lifestyle. Prior to that, my background was working in the high-tech software industry. So I've had a background as Vice President of Sales, Vice President of Marketing, Vice President of Business Development, and I worked with really innovative software companies, helping companies that were on older legacy systems transition to newer technology products.
Well, it's exciting, and now you're, again, getting in a new area where you're launching a wearable fitness product, and that word, just wearable products, is really a hot trend in the marketplace. So you are on the cutting edge and leading the way in the area of fitness that also makes a fashion statement. So your new product and your new company is Tone E Bands. Can you please describe for our audience what Tone E Bands are?
So Tone E Bands are wrist weights that you can use to help tone your arms, burn more calories, strengthen your core muscles, and just help you live a healthier lifestyle. A lot of us want to be more fit. We certainly want to look more fit, and yet we don't have the time to get to the gym. So what Tone E Bands are, they're little wrist weights that you put on that can go, they're a half pound, a pound, and I'm coming out with a 2 pound version. So you can wear them either all day, so while you're sitting in the office, while you're at home doing your errands or playing with the kids, or while you're exercising, you can wear these bands and to add more resistance to all of your arm movements. And it's great because it doesn't stress your joints. It adds, it adds more ergonomic weight. It's just, it matches exactly what you would normally do with your arms, except you're just putting a little bit more weight and resistance. So they're easy. Yep. They're comfortable and stylish to wear. They're made out of the really soft silicone, so they clean up really well. You know, they're like the old-fashioned wrist weights, except they're a higher-tech, nicer, cleaner, smoother, much more comfortable look and feel.
For those that are listening, and obviously, you know, being in this radio medium, you know, they're not seeing it, they're listening, and we're describing it for them. In order for somebody to put this on, it almost would be like they're putting on a watch band. Is that fairly kind of a good way of a visual for somebody? It looks like they're putting on something the size of a watch band, and in that band is where the weights literally would go, with that silicone type of product being the materials that it's made out of. Is that close to a way of describing it?
Yes, we've tried to make it look like a bracelet, and so it looks and feels like a bracelet, but to your point, we're actually adding a watch that's going to go inside of it. So it looks just like a watch. It's got like a nice little buckle, like a watch buckle, and it has these stainless steel pegs that are really cute. They're round, and you could put them in one at a time, so you can actually go increase the weight an ounce at a time, which is really good for people who haven't exercised a lot or maybe who are doing rehab. Or maybe, like what I do, when I wear it in the office, I only have maybe 3 or 4 ounces on. But when I wear it with exercise, I load it all the way up fully to a pound on each arm. So it looks like a watch. Most people that look at it for the first time don't even realize that it's a weighted band. They think it's a piece of jewelry.
And that's exactly why you're really going to be making this major hit as a fashion statement. I mean, I can just see the models going down the runway, and they've got on their outfits, and they've also got on their Tony bands. So as far as the colors that you have right now, have you started with kind of a simple line, or is it expanded? What do we see at the moment?
Okay, so first, just in case you want to see what they look like, you can go to my website. It's called tonybands.com, TONEYBANDS. That's how you would sell Tony Bands. And they come in black and white, so simple colors. But we've been doing a lot of customer research, and what we've heard are people want bright, bold colors. So we've got a lot of bright colors coming, patterns, fun, even tie-dye that we're looking for. So it's going to look, you know, if you can imagine any kind of variation of color combination you might see out there in a watch, you could certainly do in a band for Tony Bands as well.
That's really exciting. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the simplicity and some of the benefits of the clients wearing these Tony Bands.
Sure. Well, I'll give you a couple examples. One of the things that we found in working with fitness consumers is that it's really hard to change a routine. I mean, it takes you, 21 days at least at a minimum to adapt to a new routine. So going to a gym, changing your diet, those are all really hard to do. But if you, if you just put on a new piece of wearable technology, such as these wrist weights, and you walk out the door, that's as simple as to remember as brushing your teeth and, you know, or putting on a watch when you go out there. So you put them on, and now you've already got fitness started in your daily routine. People can add fitness, so it's just to your everyday lifestyle activities. It's very, very simple. Or you can add it to your exercise. So if you're walking, I found out it's really interesting. People who love these are people who walk their pets. They're getting extra exercise, extra resistance when they go out. There are studies out there that show that wrist weights can add anywhere from 14 to 15% more calorie burn and tone upper body when you're adding it to an existing, cardio routine, whether that's a walk or a run. So you can simply get a lot more benefit just by putting on weights and becoming more active. And what I find is people will tell me after they use them, they'll tell me, today I felt it here, and I'm pointing to my delts, and then the next day they'll tell me they felt it in their triceps. And it's because it depends on what they're doing. If they're doing dishes or they're doing laundry or they're walking their dog or writing on a chalkboard in the office, depending on what they're doing, or whiteboard, they're getting more benefit based on the activities they're doing. They're working different muscles when they wear the bands.
I think it's great. I think it's great, and I love the fact the opportunity to burn up to 14.3% more calories. I'm loving that. How did you just get this inspiration? I know that's you just wake up one morning and say, "Oh my God, I need to do this."
Well, that's always the interesting thing. Where do ideas come from? And in this case, it was actually my husband, and he was doing dishes, and he was thinking, I wish I could be anywhere but here, and I wish I could be getting some more benefit out of this. And so he went out and he put on a pair of old, which is what we all think about when we're doing something mundane that we don't really want to be doing, like some kind of housework. So he went out and he slapped on a pair of the old wrist weights, and they kept falling off and getting into the water and getting stuck on everything because they had the Velcro. And he said, there's got to be something better than this. And he started looking around, and he couldn't find anything. So that's how the process began. And then we went through a number, really a year of different prototypes to come up with the most, comfortable, fashionable perspective for the bands. So that's our, that's how I got started. You hear about ideas happening in the shower. You never know. This one happened while he was doing the dishes.
And, awesome. That's exciting. That's exciting. And the fact that he sees that you've taken this and made it into this amazing business that, I know is going to take off and grow in leaps and bounds, and you're going to be that household word with Tony Bands, that's got to be very exciting for you, even from a relationship point of view, that, he has something to do with it and that you're creating this and making amazing business from it.
We're kind of a unique couple. We've worked together for 25 years, and we've always done really well. Our strengths are very complementary, so it's kind of fun, I think. It's the first time we haven't worked together, and it's fun because he still gets to watch this process grow, but, you know, knows that I'm the one taking it to market. I will tell you, you know, the other thing that we've kind of discovered in this that's fun and interesting is that there are a lot of applications in for trainers and gyms because existing weights, hand weights, can actually, they actually increase your blood pressure when you grip them. And a lot of the cardio classes that are they're currently using, they're finding that the hand weights, they slip, they fall out, you know, they're cumbersome and difficult for people. So this is really nice. They're safer, they're more secure. The people who've used it so far, we've got spin classes that use them. They're calling them Tony Rides. And so they're offering special spin classes using our Tony bands. We've got Zumba classes that use it, Pilates classes, bar classes. So we're starting to see a lot of gyms picking them up. And once they pick them up, then their customers will say, hey, I'd like a set of these for myself. So it's beyond just everyday wear. It's also finding its way into exercise facilities.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'll definitely love to do some more of that with you. So talk a little bit. Now, here you have this business. It's growing, and I'm sure it needs different things. I'm sure it needs more manufacturing. I'm sure it needs more capital. I'm sure that it needs, you know, constant working on the marketing and the vision and the plan. Can you share with us, take us through some of the steps of what you have going on for your vision and your plan and how, you know, you'll move this forward?
Well, what's really interesting this time around is that in the past, we were always we always worked for entrepreneurial companies or with Celsius, for instance, we had our own company, and we relied on our own internal organization for everything, for innovation, for growth, for, you know, we're kind of limited to the resources that you had internally. And this time around, I'm taking a much more collaborative approach. And I'm finding it to be really fascinating. I enrolled in an entrepreneurial boot camp, and you know, I at a class at Florida Atlantic University, and that led me to applying to a couple competitions there with my idea and my business plan. And so I won one of them. I became one of four companies that they select a year to mentor. I won a $25,000 grant, and they're going to go through a 16-week course there that combines the best, you know, methodologies, a lean launch approach, and technologies from MIT, Research Triangle Park, and Stanford. It's a really accelerated business process for getting your company to market, and they have 50 mentors that help you in every facet, from your intellectual property to your legal to your financial. And I'm loving it. It's pushing me in a lot of ways to do things more formally than I would have at this stage of my company. And I think the learning curve and bringing the product to market is going much faster. And I'm loving the input and the networking I'm getting from that. And that's not how I've normally done it. Normally you would take a product, an idea, you sort of protect that baby, and then you launch it. In this case, I'm really being open and accepting a lot of input and you know, and I think benefiting from that input from others. So that is one. The other one that I participated in was at FAU, Florida Atlantic University, had a business plan competition with over 250 companies, and I was a finalist in that and went through pitching to venture groups. So I'm going through a more collaborative approach and bringing my company to market, and it's amazing the infrastructure that's out there if you look around.
That's so encouraging for entrepreneurs, because there are so many people that they want to do something. They want to have companies. And just to know that there are more ways for them to get the help that they need, whether it be mentoring or opportunities to get near funding, that's just really exciting. And I'm glad that you could share that with us here as our audience on Successipes. Talk a little bit about procedurally what it takes to go from having this initial product and prototype and some of the things that you did, you know, the 2014, moving now into the 2015, really related to the product line and forward, how it progressed within your real plan.
So it's interesting, but you need to go through, find your find your manufacturing facility, and that's a process to determine who you want to use, and going through the prototyping process. And to me, I think one of the biggest things is, as an entrepreneur, there is your tolerance for risk that you're willing to take. And then and as I've stepped into the CEO role, which I've never been before, I found that it's really almost more your ability to trust, and that's trust in others and trust in yourself. So before I looked at it as risk, but now that I'm in those shoes, I feel like, you know what, it's really how much do you trust your capabilities and the capabilities of others to help you get to where you need to be. So there's a process of going through the prototyping, the patent, which takes a very long time. It's like, you file it, you wait. There's a, you know, they're very long process to go through for the patenting. The one thing that I have discovered is that everything that you face initially, you may think is so intimidating, but once you just start moving through the process, it just there are hurdles that just fall. You know, all it takes is a little bit of effort and perseverance. So for me, this part of the business was the part I had not done before, the importing, the exporting, the IP, the registering of the business, all the insurance, all the operational infrastructure. I'm very good at the sales and marketing execution piece. But to me, this upfront, everything I've had to tackle has been new, but I have found it to be really an exciting learning process.
That's so neat.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time really understanding who my target customer is, and it isn't always what you think. So, you know, I've test marketed Tony Bands. I've put them into a lot of different settings, retail locations, gyms, different types of gyms, trade shows, hair salons, you know, to see who my customer is. And I opened a kiosk in the mall for 4 months. I figured I could either do a prototyping, like a focus group, a market focus group, or I could get out there and spend one-on-one time with the customers. And I learned a lot in my kiosk. I almost thought about opening a blog, like lessons learned at the kiosk. But
yeah, but it's like a book. This is a book, my dear.
Yeah, it's an amazing learning curve, taking, you know, really exposing your customer, because it's an international marketplace here in Boca, Florida. There's a you know, we get quite a diverse group of individuals, so I got a lot of good input on my product and what people would like to see and what, you know, why they would buy it, why they wouldn't buy it. So I really wanted to prove the market, make sure the packaging and the styles were accurate before I brought it out.
It's amazing, and there's so much to it. We as consumers just see like a final product, and we just don't realize the depth and the level of everything that goes in to get that product to market and to get that product to be, you know, a top-of-the-line product. And I'm so glad that you're sharing with it and being, you know, really very transparent as how that's taken place. So now that you have gone through some of these big areas, everything from, you know, the foundation and the patenting and the legal and the prototypes and proving your marketing and now getting involved here in these business plan competitions and getting all of the mentoring that you're doing right now, talk to us about what you learned, who is your target market for the products.
Okay, so I learned that first, the most obvious choice is anybody that's already using wrist weights or hand weights that walk, because this is just a much newer, more improved version of that. They, you know, anybody that came by the kiosk that currently uses wrist weights saw it, and without question, they didn't even ask the price. They just said, "I have been looking for something like this, and you know, tell me about it." And they, you know, and they said, "I want to buy it." So they didn't even ask any details, but they just knew that it was a, you know, they didn't like the smelly, sweaty, bulky, sand-filled, you know, neoprene wrist weights that they were wearing every day. They wanted something better, so they knew that this was a better design. So that's the first obvious market. The one who really surprised me were pet owners, because, you know, I have a dog, I walk a dog. I don't really think of that as exercise because he's like pulling me, you know. But now that majority of the people that stopped by that bought the bands initially were all pet owners. So I realized that is the most exercise that a lot of people get is walking their dogs. So they felt like it was a great combination. I had one lady who said her dog pulled so much she was just going to put two bands on one arm and nothing on the other, just to balance out the muscles that she was getting on her arm. So dog owners are certainly a market that I didn't expect. There are also a group of people that I would say are more sedentary, and you know, a lot of us, as you know, either we get older, we get tired, we get busy, we come home and we just sit down on the couch. And so they said, you know what, this, you know, I can sit on the couch and I can use these, I can at least get more benefit while I'm doing errands around the house or driving. And so this group of people said, you know, it's just going to help me get more out of my day than I normally do. And they're the ones who actually tell me they feel it the most. So when I say, when you start, just put a few pegs in, just start at a few ounces and then add it, because you'd be surprised what a little weight adds up to when you wear it over a prolonged period of time. So I would call those more sedentary or less active people. They're currently not doing any form of exercise, and they just want to get a little bit more benefit out of their current routine. Another natural fit are people who are in any kind of rehab or physical therapy. Most rehab and physical therapy start at a half a pound and max out at a pound when you're doing any kind of rehabilitative work. And so the ability to really change this an ounce at a time is perfect for that demographic. And then, of course, you know, as I mentioned, gyms, people who I call them fitness groupies, but people who do some type of group exercise class, which usually involves cardio. Anywhere where you're doing cardio on your legs but you're not doing your arms, and you know, so if you're spending all this time doing a Zumba class and you really, you want to do something to get more out of your arms. I had a lady that I had sold, probably one of the first Zumba studios I went into was almost a year ago, and she stopped by the mall and she said she has the best arms in her Zumba class, and she uses these bands and everybody asks her about them. You know, and that's one of those moments when I wish I'd whipped out my camera and said, can I get a testimonial? But anyway, she was great. She was very enthusiastic and said I needed to come back to the Zumba studio again, because it was it's such a hit with her. So any place that you're doing
Yay.
Cardio on your legs and you want something more out of your arms, it makes sense. You know, Zumba classes hold a one-pound weight. Bar classes hold a one-pound weight. You know, those all, and even spin classes hold now use weights, and this is just a much safer alternative for those folks.
This whole exercise market and fitness for fitness products, I know it's a very large market. Can you share with our audience how big the gym and exercise equipment market is and where the wearable weights fit in it?
Sure. So the market itself is a $1.9 billion per year market is what is spent on fitness equipment. Of the weight market, any kind of weight, it represents about $647 million. So wrist weights are a subset of that. But what makes this really interesting isn't just that it's a wearable weight. What makes this market interesting are two more points. One, there is no leader in the wrist weight category. There's no name brand. It's right now it's just a lot of competitors out there with, you know, very commodity like, similar looking Velcro, neoprene, Sanfilled bands. There's no name, you know, there's no real named leader. So it makes it easier to
very generic, almost generic.
Generic.
Right?
It's a good way
generic.
To put it. Yep. So it's an easier way to brand yourself. In a market like that, it's a very fragmented market. The other thing that's kind of exciting is the ability, we're creating cavities inside the band where we can put things like a Fitbit or other wearable technology, and that industry is growing at 700% per year. I mean, that's one of the fastest growing markets out there. So to me, that's where the real growth for this particular product will be eventually, would be to pair it with a fitness activity tracker.
I love that. So maybe we'll see you at the Consumer Electronics Show next year in combination with one of these people you're talking about. I think that's super exciting. Really excited that you came on our show today here on Successapes. Now, I know that you are also, you know, getting the word out there on as many of the different social media platforms as you can, and that ultimately you have a very clear idea of what you want to do as far as, you know, the exit, because they say, you know, make a business that you can build, open, scale, and ultimately, you know, sell off or have an exit plan for. So what type of thoughts do you have at this point for the exit of how you'll finish up with this product?
Okay. One quick piece on that from here to there. Tony bands are available online now, which is where I plan to spend a fair amount of time in the near term promoting and working on their sale. I'm also working with a company to help me grow my social media. It's called BYL Networks, and they're helping me to really create my video content to educate my consumer about how to use the bands, how other people are using the bands, and just provide an overall fitness education. So I really am trying to grow my social presence out there. At the same time, I'm growing my online presence. And I'd like to establish a Kickstarter campaign for some of the new colors that are coming out. So those are some of the near-term plans. What I'd really like to do is create the brand for Tony Bands so that it is a known name, it's a known entity, and that requires getting out to market pretty quickly. Once that is done, I would like to then look at licensing it to a larger company in the wearable fitness technology market, and allowing them to incorporate, you know, a weighted band into their design. You know, it's all about incremental.
That's excellent. Excellent. One of the ladies who and guests have been woman has been on my show a number of times. She went out to the licensing show in Las Vegas, which takes place every single year in June, and she has designed a brand that you really need to connect with. So I definitely will make sure that you meet her. Now, once you've done that and you've established this really firm brand for Tony, your Tony Bands, then where do you think you're headed?
Well, then I would once I've created the brand, and by doing that I mean it's going to be available online, probably through Home Shopping or QVC. In targeted retail outlets that would make sense, whether it's a sporting goods such as Dick's or Sports Authority. I've got certain retailers that I would love to be in, like Athleta, where it makes a perfect sense for the core consumer. So once it's out there, it's established in retail, it's in some of the largest gym chains, and I'll say the trendiest boutique, like bar classes, spin classes, those sorts of things. Once that's out there, then, you know, I'd like to take it international, and I'd also like to partner with a strategic partner, as I mentioned, in the wearable fitness technology. To me, that's the best place. Although there are a lot of ways to extend the brand that I've got kind of in the back of my mind where I'd like to take it, but first I've got to get this product out there with its different styles and colors and help consumers find it.
Well, I can say as a business owner, you have really thought about so much, and you really have so much to offer in the marketplace. You've got all the planning. You've got all of the different, you know, things that you need, elements for success. You're working with BYL Network, and folks that are not familiar with BYL Network, it's BYLnetwork.com, helping people to better their lives, 24-hour programming as well. Those of you who have been tuned in, you can take a look at the website and order your Tony Band at www.tone-e-bands.com. And Janice Haley, I am just so impressed and so happy that you were joining us here on Success Piece. And I would love you to be able to come back and share with us the progress that you're making, you know, as you move forward into this world with this amazing fitness wearable product and fashion statement. I want to hear more.
Okay, great, Lori. Thank you for having me. I do want to mention one thing. Tony Bands, the website has no dashes. Tony Bands, the name, does have dashes, but the website I did not. So it's ToneyBands.com. But yes,
awesome. I will stick that on the website so that our guests, our listeners, can click in here from the show page. We'll make sure that that's fixed for them.
Great. I hope to come back soon and update you on my status. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Listeners, we have been talking to our guest today, Janice Haley, the founder and CEO of Tony Bands. And the Tony Bands are wrist weights that busy people can wear throughout the day to tone their arms, to build core muscles and burn calories. Super exciting. We've had an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the clinical studies that have shown that these products can increase calorie burning by 14.3%. And unlike other products on the marketplace, they're not going to be increasing your blood pressure like other hand weights do. And I just can't wait to see more of Tony Bands. Folks, The time that I hated the show is coming to the end. It's been great having you with us here on Success at Peace, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. You can follow us on Twitter at Success at Peace. I want you also to follow Tony Banz. Follow on about.me, Tony Banz, and you'll see their latest page. Until we get together again, you know my message. Be successful and be safe. Goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us, Janice, and come back again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, folks.